Today, we are going to continue with our series, Dead Man Walking. And pag pinag-usapan tong Dead Man Walking, a lot of times, naiisip natin, pumapasok sa atin, especially nowadays, is yung word na zombie. Okay, in fact, there are so many mga palabas, movies that are going out right now because of this craze about zombies. In fact, kung familiar kayo dun sa movie na World War Z, okay? Familiar ba kayo dun sa movie na Warm Bodies? Yes! May kahalupang kilig yung iba. How about the series, Walking Dead? Yes, okay? You see, this zombie craze is not just prevalent or evident in movies or in series, but also in video games. So I want to find out if familiar pa kayo with some of these games na laging may zombie na involved. Okay, so may participation akong i-ask. So may mga prizes tayo dyan. Okay, so magtatanong ako. Ayan, ayan. Sinong familiar ba kayo sa video game na to? Flash nga natin yung screenshot. Ayan. Ito. Nauna kayo. Ito kong tumas eh. Anong game yan?
Plants vs. Zombies po.
Plants vs. Zombies. Okay. Tama. Okay, so how about this next one? Ayan. Ito.
Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead. Diba? Meron pang Left 4 Dead 1 tsaka Left 4 Dead 2. Okay, so dito naman last. Ayan. Okay.
Zombie tsunami.
Okay, so palapakan yung mga sarili nyo kasi alam nyo pa yung mga yan. They are so popular to us nowadays. And when you talk about a zombie, di ba, it is actually perceived as someone who is a dead man walking. Kasi di na naman, wala na namang buhay siya, pero still, he is still capable of doing certain functions that a live person can do. Okay, that is why it is pertained to as a dead man walking. Ngayon, did you know that the term dead man walking is not actually coined for zombies originally? Talaga? Okay. Actually, it was used for a term na for a person who is actually in prison and sentenced to death already. Okay, I want to read its definition from dictionary.com. Sabi doon, dead man walking, a condemned man walking from his prison cell to a place of execution or death. So ibig sabihin, pagka ikaw, nasintensyahan ka na ng silya elektrika, as on the day that you would be executed from your cell, prison cell, papunta dun sa chamber mo, dun sa death penalty chamber mo, while you are walking the hallway, you are considered a dead man walking. Okay, so kasi nga, you're good as dead. Parang naglalakad ka na lang, pero patay ka na in few minutes. Okay? And sa atin siguro, bakit pinag-uusapan namin to? Hindi naman ako nakakulong, wala naman akong kasalanan. Pero kasi ito yung mga situation na alam mo lang na yari ka, patay ka na. There is something dangerous or deadly that is coming your way. Siguro sa iba sa atin, it happened to us when we took an exam. Alam niyo yung exam ka na nagulat ka na lang, ngayon pala yung exam mo. Tapos nung nag-exam ka, alam mo lang, kaunahan ka nagpasa ng exam. Kasi wala kang masagot. Diba? Tapos umuwi ka, then after a week, pinost na yung result. On your way to the billboard or to the blackboard where it is announced kung ano yung grade mo, alam mo lang, you're a dead man walking. Kasi alam mo na kung ano yung grade mo. Diba? Or probably, you're going home, paalam mo sa nanay mo, uuwi ka ng 7 p.m. Eh, 11 p.m. na, pauwi ka pa lang. Yari, di ba? On your way home, you know that you're considered as someone who's dead man walking. Or probably, siguro for someone na naliligaw, sino ba sa inyo naliligaw na? Sino sa inyo mukhang, or sino sa inyo in love yung katabi nyo? Yan, di ba? Yung mga lalaki dito. Hihi! Mga lalaki ba? Diba? So, naligaw ka, ang tagal-tagal mo na naligaw. Tapos, sabi sa'yo nung nililigaw mo, bukas, malalaman mo ng sagot kung yes or no. So ngayon, you're always excited about it, but the night before that, you learn from your best friend. Sila na pala nung nililigawan mo. So on your way, the next day to meet her, you know that you are a dead man walking. A lot of times, di ba, minsan, parang hindi naman nangyayari, pero actually, it's a reality to us. Kasi there are situations of peril, of death, that we face every day. And when we go back to the definition of dead man walking, that I flashed kanina, if we're gonna look at it, it talks about a person who is approaching his death. Isn't it an accurate description as well of our situation, being humans that is filled with sin? The Bible says that if we are sinners, then we are deserving of death. In fact, sabi sa Bible, we are like sheep, ready to be slaughtered. Okay, so ano na tayo? Bibitayin na, or there's a death penalty awaiting us. Yun yung situation natin. We are dead man walking. I see, sin is very serious. Seryoso po kasi ang kasalanan. I like how Louis Giglio said, and this is what he said, sin does not make us bad. It makes us dead. It kills us. It destroys us from within. Yes, we may be presenting a facade or an appearance of someone who is alive or well or living, but deep inside, we are rotting. Deep inside, we are dead. Deep inside, there is no life in us. That is because of sin. In this series that we entitled Dead Man Walking, we want to understand what is the solution to this. Because unlike the situation of that prisoner who's about to be sentenced to death, we have hope. We have hope, and that hope can be found only in Jesus Christ. That's why in this series, we are going to talk about His life, His death, and His resurrection. Especially nowadays, very timely sa atin to. Sino sa inyo, magbabakasyon kayo kasi Holy Week na? Ah, wala. Sino sa inyo mag-aaral dahil Holy Week? Yes, mag-aaral ako Holy Week. Diba? Magbabakasyon tayong lahat. But my hope is that we would not miss the reason for the season. That it would not be just about a vacation na magbabakasyon kasi ako next week. My hope is that we would fully understand bakit there's such thing as a Holy Week and bakit ba nangyari yung mga nangyari nung Holy Week. Today, gusto nating intindihin yon, and today we want to understand a portion or a part of that great plan that God has for us to bring us to life. We're gonna talk about His death. Okay, so ngayon, para maintindihan natin, syempre, bubuksan natin yung Bible natin. So, can I ask you to all stand? If you have your Bibles with you, digital man yan or printed, please read it with me in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 1. It says there, As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, and in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work, and those are disobedient. Next. All of us who lived among them are one at one time gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desire and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ. Even when we were dead in transgression, it is by grace you have been saved. And last verse. Meron ba? We have been saved. Okay. Ayan. But because of His great love, nabasa ko na. Okay. Akala ko hindi ko pa nabasa. Alright. So, let's just pray. Lord, we thank you for your grace, God, upon us. Lord, I pray, God, that this scripture, God, would be real in our hearts. I pray, Lord, that you would allow us to understand, and more than that, that we would see you tonight, this afternoon, Lord, in a personal way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, the first time that I encountered this scripture as a young person, as a young Christian, I can't help but ask questions in my mind. And minsan ganun tayo, di ba? Makakita na ba kayo nung bata pa lang siya, tanong siya ng tanong, Mami, bakit po ba dumidilim pagkagabi? Ay, kasi anak, lumulubog yung araw. Bakit po? Kasi kailangan umiikot kasi yung earth. Bakit po? Di ba, parang, we're always asking, when we were young, we're always curious why. we always want to understand the reason behind everything that is happening around us. And my hope is that as we grow old, it would not be lost in our hearts. Yes, there's room for trust, but at the same time, there would be room for inquiry and understanding. When I encountered the scripture, it made me ask this question. Why is it that I found myself na considered dead? Bakit sinasabi din sa Bible, I'm good as dead because of my sin? Bakit sinasabi din sa Bible na yon na object ako ng wrath ni God? Eh, feeling ko naman, wala naman akong ginawang matinding kasalanan. Pag nagpe-pray naman ako, nagbabasa naman ako ng Bible, bakit object of wrath ako ni God? And at the same time, sabi doon, para daw matulungan ako, Jesus had to die as well. It has to come through Christ. And nung inaintindihan ko latter part na, sabi, it took death for it to happen. Kailangan mamatay si Christ for me. Why is that so? Today, my hope is that I would be able to help you understand. My hope is that we would be able to understand and know why all those things had to happen. But before that, let me first lay a foundation. Let us first understand, sino ba si God? Kasi apart from understanding who God is, you know what? We would always question God. We would always find ourselves, kasi ang sama ni Lord. Okay, hindi ko naiintindihan. Ayoko na lang intindihin. Today, intindihin natin, sino ba si God? First, I want you to know that our God is a holy God. God is holy. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 99 verse 9, exalt the Lord our God and worship at His mountain. For the Lord our God is holy. The God that we have is pure. The God that we have is blameless. He is set apart. In fact, when you talk about Him, okay, it's so hard to paint a picture when it comes to holiness. Kasi sobrang holy niya. He is above everything that we could think of when we talk about holiness. Pero para maintindihan siguro ganito, there was this one time, naligo ako ng todo, nagpagupit ako, nagprepare ako, and I went to Fort Bonifacio sa Global City. I was very confident na guwapo ako because of my preparation. Kasi may meeting kami, so sige, lakad lang ako sa Fort Bonifacio, enjoying my day, looking very handsome, feeling ko I'm awesome ko. Diba parang, but to my surprise, in one occasion that is unexpected, nakasalubong ko po si Piolo Pascual. At nung nakasalubong ko si Piolo Pascual, kahit pa anong feeling kong gwapo ako, pagkatabi ko na si Piolo Pascual, mukha po akong ordinaryo. You see, minsan nangyayari sa atin to eh, di ba? Yung feeling mo, ang gwapo-gwapo mo na, ang galing-galing mo na, pero may nakatabi kang gwapo at sobrang yaman, o kaya ang ganda at sobrang yaman, nagmukha kang katulong? Sino ba sa inyo, mukhang nagmumukha kayong katulong sa katabi nyo? O sino sa inyo, nagmumukha kayong katulong kasi yung katabi nyo mukhang bayong? Di ba? Ay, nagmukha akong katulong kasi mukhang bayong yung katabi ko, hindi pala mukhang gwapo. Diba? But I'm saying this to make a point. The point here is, before our God, only when we realize how holy God is, only then will we realize that we are so unholy. Only then will we have a full grasp of na grabe ang layo pala ng holiness ni God. Na akala mo kahit, the Bible says, our righteousness before Him are like filthy rags, maduming basahan. No wonder si Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, when he saw the Lord, the glory of God, he said to himself, woe to me, for I am a man of unclean lips. Parang, nako, I'm damned, I'm ruined. Sabi ni Apostle Paul, nung na-realize yung holiness ni God, I am a sinner. And not just a sinner, I am the worst among sinners. Ganun siya katindi, kasi sobrang holy si God. So since God is holy, it is in His nature to hate sin. Ayaw niya ng sin. He doesn't want to have anything to do with it. Galit siya sa sin. Yun yung nature niya. Now, aside from being holy, God is also just. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 11, the book of Psalm, chapter 11, sabi din, for the Lord is righteous, He loves justice. The upright will see His face. Nai-enjoy niya yung justice. I'm sure if God was probably here and kung mahilig siya sa TV, isa sa mga pinapanood niya, imagination ko lang to, na-imagine ko nanonood siya ng mga series about courtroom drama. Kasi why? He loves justice. He is just. You see, this is how things happen eh. Any mentally fit person, or should I say mentally sane person, would know or would have a sense of justice in their hearts. Diba kaya pag nakakita tayo ng mga balita na ay si Lolo ni-rape tong bata, o kaya tong magnanakaw pinatay yung buong pamilya. Parang there's something in us na nagwawala. There's something in us na sasabi natin, gusto ko ng justice. Justice has to be served. Why? Kasi it is in us. Pero the thing is, we expect justice from us. How can we expect less from God? Na parang si God magbubulag-bulagan kapag may ginawang kasalanan. Na si God hindi niya parurusahan kapag may ginawa tayong mali. The sad news is, the Bible also says in the book of Romans that all men have sinned. Romans 3:23, sabi doon, for all men have sinned. No one is exempted, everyone in this room. Gaano ba karaming kasalanan ang kailangan gawin para, o gaano karaming pagnanakaw ang kailangan gawin para maging magnanakaw? Isa lang, di ba? Ilang tao kailangan patayin para maging murderer ka? The same way with sin. You just have to sin once. You are considered sinners already. But also, it also says in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death. We are meant to be punished. Okay? We are meant to be punished. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, you will be punished. Sabi mo sa katabi mong isa, mapapunish ka rin. We are meant to be punished by God. You know, this is the reality. Diba, I try to joke about it, but this is a serious matter. Mapapunish tayo. God will punish us. God would have us penalized because of the sin that we have done. That is the reality. He would not let any sin go unpunished. Kaya nga, pag nagsin tayo kay God, you know what, the Bible says that there is death waiting for us. It talks about a separation from God. The times separation in a way that yung alam mo nagpe-pray ka, pero alam mo, wala kang security, wala kang assurance na yung prayer ko nadidinig ba ni Lord? Wala kang assurance na yung blessing ni God darating sa buhay mo. Wala kang assurance na there is someone out there who is in control and all-powerful that would come to your aid. Kasi alam mo, may separation ka kay God eh. Akala mo, maaabot mo siya, pero feeling mo yung prayers mo. Naramdaman nyo na ba yun? Yung nag-pray kayo, pero feeling nyo hanggang bubong lang. Parang may bara ba? Parang, nagyan ko kaya ng ano, pakpak. Kasi hindi umaabot kay Lord. Or probably there it is, you feel like what you experience is the problems of life. You see, there are curses that comes along because of sin. Because of sin, there are curses that are around us right now. To name a few, di ba, minsan na-experience natin yung poverty. Minsan meron tayong health problems. There is death. I'm not saying that all these things is directly caused by sin. But what I'm saying is because of sin, now there are such things happening in our lives. Grabe, ito po yung situation natin. And minsan, we try to laugh around it, na parang, ay, nagsin ako, nagsinungaling ako, ay, siguro naman okay lang kay Lord. White lie naman to eh, hindi naman to matunding lie eh. Pink lie nga minsan yung ginamit ko, minsan neon green. Diba? Hindi naman. But when we see the gravity of it, that it takes us away from God, and at the same time, it possessions us from in a place where God will punish us, then we will take sin seriously. God is holy, and we have sinned against Him. That's why He must show us that He is just as well. And another character that God has is that God is loving. You see, I had to say that God is loving as well because dito umiikot yung pinag-uusapan natin. Before we ask, why does God have to die? Why does Jesus have to die at the cross? Because we have to understand that God is loving as well. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 145, sabi doon, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. When you are loving, you have love in your heart. Sino ba sa inyo mukhang yung katabi niyo mukhang in love? Yan, iyapas. Sino sa inyo kaya yung in love? Ha? When you are in love, or when you have love in your heart, whether it's towards your family or someone special to you, your tendency or your natural inclination is to protect and to provide. Diba? You want to provide. Binibigay mo ng roses, binibigay mo ng chocolate, yung family mo, binibilhan mo ng gamit nilang importante sa kanila. But at the same time, when someone is important to you or someone you love is dear to you also want to protect that person. Yung alam mong, pagka, yung na-imagine mo na kapag siguro may masasagasaan siya, na-imagine mo na sa mind mo na itutula ko siya kung na yung masagasaan. Di ba? Parang mahuhulog siya sa bangin, hihilahin ko siya pataas, tas ako yung bababa sa bangin. Di ba? Kailangan ba yon? But the reality is, we want to sacrifice ourselves. If we can say that to ourselves, how can we not expect it from God? If we cannot bear the thought that our loved ones would suffer, that we wanna have it and take it for ourselves, eh, at ganun din po si Lord. So, can you imagine this? God is up there and He has to implement His holiness. He has to be just. But at the same time, He has to be holy. And He has to be someone who's loving towards us. You see, this is quite a difficult situation for Him. Kasi, minsan, pumupunta tayo kay God kapag napag-uusapan yung usapang impyerno. Ay, ako, papadala raw ako ni Lord sa impyerno. Kaya nga di ako nag-a-attend ng mga Christian churches na yan eh. Yung youth service na yan, impyerno raw tuloy ko eh. Ayoko nga pumunta dyan. Minsan, we ask God, God, akala ko ba loving ka? How can you, if you are really such a loving God, why will you send someone like me to hell? But the thing is, maybe we're asking the wrong question. If God is really just and holy at the same time, why will He invite a sinner like us to be in heaven? Why will He? What makes us worthy of that invitation? But the reality is, He did. He is inviting us to have a relationship with Him. He is inviting us to have a chance to spend eternity in heaven. That is the dilemma. Yung dilemma niya, if will I forgive this sin or will I punish him for sinning? Will I allow myself to honor the integrity that I said na kapag sinabing batas, kailangan sundin? Or will I turn my back on this person? Diba? That is the situation that God is in. But you know what? He was able to come with the greatest solution. And this is the solution. I want to show you this picture. This is the solution. You see, the cross is where God's justice and God's love meets. Jesus is the ultimate expression of God being loving and being just at the same time. Because His holiness is requiring payment. His holiness is asking that someone has to pay for the sins that was done. He said, I'm going to send Christ. I'm going to send Jesus to pay the penalty so that my daughters, my sons, my people will not experience this separation. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 3, sabi doon, for God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed His life, shedding His blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when He held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past. For He was looking ahead and including them in what He would do in the present time. God did this to demonstrate His righteousness. For He Himself is fair and just. And he declares sinners to be right in his sight when they believe in Jesus. Right, the Bible says, Christ was sacrificed so that we would be set free. Christ was put to death so that we would be put to life. Before, we are in a state of being a dead man, walking on the streets, walking in our campuses, walking in our families. But because this God walked here on earth and died and paid the penalty that we should have paid, now we can live. Now we can be reconciled back to God. Now we can enjoy the blessing instead of curses. Now when we pray, we have the assurance that we are being heard. Now we know that there's a God who is in control of our lives from this day on. You see, the life that you have right now, the life that we could enjoy right now, and even the life that we could enjoy for eternity, it didn't came cheap. It was paid with a price. And my hope is that after tonight, we would be different in perceiving such things. Hindi natin bebabyhin yung sin na hindi tayo maggagawa lang kasi masaya dito. Gagalaw tayo dito sa Metro East kasi ang saya kasi sa youth service eh. Maybe for some of you are wondering, bakit kaya sila pa nag-worship all out? Yung parang ano, wala nang bukas. Or kapag nag-serve talaga sila, parang ano, dugot pawis yung binubuhos nila. My hope, because these people realized that there was something great that was given to them. It was an overflow of their gratitude. It was an overflow of their thankfulness to God because they realized na sobrang yung ginawa sa akin ni Lord. And my hope also that if there are things that we're doing and we would find na grabe, this is not right with God, that we would be right with Him. I remember there was a time na I was counseling someone, kids church. Tapos sabi niya, ano sa tingin mo yung humahagulo na siya, umiiyak siya. Eh sabi niya, feeling ko kasi nagsinaho kay Lord. Sabi niya, worry ako, akala ko kung anong adultery yung ginawa ng batang to. Sabi niya, eh kasi pagkakatapos ko sa school, nagbi-video game ako. Sa akin, parang, kasalanan ba yun? But you know what? Because for that kid, it was serious that real kasi sa kanya yung ginawa ni Lord eh. And he just know he can't afford not to be right with God. He can't afford to do something that hurts God. That's why he wants to be right, even at that very thing. My hope, ganun din yung heart natin. Right now, I want to show to you a video because this is a picture to us that tells us that Jesus died so that we can live through Him. Jesus died so that we could live through Him. That's the very reason why we are here. And that's the very reason why Jesus died, so that we could live through Him. And this video, familiar ba kayo dun sa movie na to dati pa, yung Passion of Christ? Yung sa movie na ni Mel Gibson, and he was asked, bakit mo pinrodus tong controversial movie na to? And this is what he said. Sabi niya, because I want people to look at this movie and after watching it, look into their hearts. Today, my hope is that not just by watching this movie, my hope is that by being reminded of the cross, we would look into our hearts and see if God is being honored with it. Let's show this video.
As little children, we would dream Christmas morn, and all our gifts and toys we knew we'd find, but we never realized a baby boy one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. We are the reason that He gave His life. We are the reason Jesus suffered and died. To a world that was lost, He gave all He of our gifts and giving of ourselves and what that means on a dark and cloudy day. A man hung dying in the rain because of love, because of love, because of the reason that he gave his life. We are the reason Jesus suffered and died. To a world that was lost, he gave all he could give to show us the reason to live.
Lord, thank you. Thank you, God, that, Lord, that you are a God who's so loving, God. The magnitude of your love is far bigger, Lord God, than our sin. It's far greater, God, than all the hurt, God, that we have caused you. And Lord, today, Father, we come. We come, Lord God, to adore you. Lord, we come, God, to just surrender our life to you, Lord. Lord, for some of us in this room, Lord God, you're bringing us back, God. You're bringing us back, God, to a right standing with you, Lord. Alam naman namin na ikaw yung reason for everything, Lord, but for some reason, we got sidetracked. We got distracted, Lord. But today, thank you for your graces upon us. Lord, also thank you, God, for all those people, God, who just came here. Lord God, thinking that, Lord, for some of them, God, they felt like it was just an accident, Lord God, but you have a purpose for them, Lord. That's why you brought them here. Because you want them to have an encounter with you, Lord. So, Father, today, may we be able to worship you. May we be able to just surrender our life to you as we sing this song, Lord. You just invite everyone, let's all stand. You just worship this, our God. Just declare it in our hearts. Recite the lyrics if you may, but let it mean, let it be real in our hearts.
God. Hallelujah. Come on, declare it. Come on.
We thank you, God, for your cross. Lord, we thank you, God, that no one, Lord, came to this place because it is an accident, God. Lord, thank you that you are speaking even in our hearts, Lord. God, walang sinner dito na sobrang laki ng sin, Lord, na hindi mo kami tatanggapin, God. Lord, walang pagtalikod, Lord, na ginawa namin, God, that would keep us away from coming back to you, Lord. Today, we make a decision, Lord God, to be right with you once more because of your grace. Thank you, God. I want to read to you the last scripture for tonight. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews 12, verse 3, consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary or lose heart. No, church, today and forever, this is our goal, to always consider the cross, to always be reminded that this great God, this big God, loves me so much and he wants to have a relationship with me at all times. I want to pray for you. Can we just bow our heads and close our eyes? Lord, thank you, God, that you are here to always allow us, God, to consider you. To allow us, God, to always be mindful, God, that you are there for us. And Lord, thank you, God, that you are welcoming us back, God, to your life. A life, God, that would be lived just for you and for you alone. Thank you, God. I want to pray for a group of people in this room. Probably you are here and you've been here for quite a long time already. And you just know, alam mo naman, there was a point in your life, sinurrender mo na yung life mo kay God. Nag-decide ka na siya na yung magiging Lord mo. Pero you just know, after hearing the message tonight, na nasidetrack ka. It became probably about the ministry. It became about the fun. It became about the benefits. Or probably there were bad things that happened in your life and you said, maybe God is not really worth it. But I believe God is giving you that second chance tonight. God is asking you, will you go back to me? Will you be right once more? Will you make that decision tonight? I want to pray for you. All heads bowed down, all eyes closed. This is for everyone. Walang leader dito, walang matagal na. If that is you, all heads bow down. Even us here on stage, in music team, I'm going to ask them to close your eyes. Everyone, this is between you and God. I want to pray for you. If you're saying, Lord, I'm that person. I got familiar. But right now, I want to be right with you once more. I want to pray for you. Can you just raise your hand wherever you are? Yes, I see those hands. I see those hands. Yes, keep them raised. This is your moment with God. God is speaking to you. Yes, raise your hands. Just give them raised. God is speaking to you right now. Don't let your heart be swayed. Don't let it be calloused. Just raise them up. Lord, you see these hands, right, God? And Lord, in behalf of everyone raising their hands, Lord, we raise our hand in humility, saying, God, that Lord, we are sorry. Lord, we apologize, God, for veering away, God, from your will. For following just our desires, God, and not your plan for us. Lord, more than that, we are sorry, God, that we failed to remember, God, what you have done for us. the sacrifice, God, that you have done for us. And right now, Lord, we are going back, Lord. We are receiving your love. We are receiving your grace once more. We commit our lives once more to you. In Jesus' name.